Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma. We are getting the India's GDP growth numbers for quarter four, that is the January-March quarter, that stands at 3.1%, and these are upsetting numbers considering it only includes 1 week of lockdown that was announced from the 25th of March. The FY20 India's GDP growth stands at 4.2%. Also, when we talk about the GDP numbers, agriculture and mining has actually surprised by a positive performance, but manufacturing and construction were actually weak sectors. If you look at the corresponding quarter of 2018-19, the GDP growth was recorded at 5.8%. In the previous quarter, that is Q3, that was the October-December quarter of this fiscal, the economic growth actually slipped to a 7-year low at 4.7%. Probably by contraction in manufacturing, and also we saw kind of a global market sentiments going down. So a lot of reasons that weighed the numbers this time. And today we got the upsetting news that former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Ajit Jogi passed away at the age of 74. India is now the 9th worst hit country in the world with 1,65,799 cases. The death toll has overtaken that of China's. The country registered 175 deaths in the last 24 hours and a record increase of over 7,466 fresh COVID cases. Coronavirus may never go away even after a vaccine is what reports are suggesting. There is this recent study that says currently there are already 4 endemic coronaviruses that circulate continuously in the human population causing common cold, and many experts think that the virus will become the 5th. COVID cases in Rajasthan have crossed the 8,000 mark. With nearly 60,000 cases, Maharashtra is in a very bad shape right now. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with around 19,300 cases. Delhi has over 16,200 cases and Gujarat over 15,500 cases. Uttarakhand has registered the worst daily spike of over 100 cases. The total tally has crossed the 600 mark. At least 206 frontline workers at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, have tested positive for COVID-19 since February 1st. We are talking about AIIMS here. And the demand of originating states for Shramik special trains have gradually gone down. That means a lot of migrant workers have reached home. A requirement of states as on May 24th was over 900 trains. The figure now is around 450. So the Shramik special trains will continue to run till the time the migrants don't reach their destination as per the government. The Maharashtra state government has decided to not just enhance pay but also bring it at par for all the COVID warriors and the healthcare workers working in Maharashtra. Additional flights announced by Air India under Vande Bharat mission, including Delhi, Auckland, Chicago, Stockholm, Delhi, New York. So a lot of flights have been announced. Apart from that, over 38,000 volunteer doctors, that includes retired government armed forces medical services, public sector undertaking or the private doctors have signed up with the government to battle COVID-19 pandemic as per a report by the PTI. Delhi government believes that the places with large gatherings should remain shut. That includes cinema halls, schools, etc. As per Delhi's health minister, Satendra Jain, on consultations with Union Home Minister Amit Shah on extending the lockdown. The decision to open shops and malls will be taken soon after taking into account the guidelines of the Health Ministry and the Commerce Ministry, and issues of retail traders will be discussed in a meeting between Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal with the representatives of Traders Association through video conferencing is what our reports tell us. ICMR has written to the World Health Organization disagreeing with hydroxychloroquine assessment. Officials have said that international HCQ trial doses are actually 4 times higher than Indian trials. We have been discussing this a lot of times that, international reports are saying that HCQ might increase the mortality in COVID-19 patients. But India is continuing the widespread use for prevention and for healthcare. It was used in the Haravi. So now ICMR has spoken about the dosage, that the dosage is probably higher when you say it increases the mortality. And today we are hearing the statement from White House also that Donald Trump is feeling absolutely fine after taking the hydroxychloroquine dose. With that, Finance Ministry is engaging with the Labour Ministry over job losses and salary cuts. FM has asked the Labour Ministry to collect data on job losses during COVID-19 as per an ANI report. A junior rank officer of the Enforcement Directorate has tested positive for the coronavirus infection. Apart from that, a Rajya Sabha Secretariat official has tested positive. The fourth case from the Parliament complex, we are seeing two floors of the Parliament building being sealed. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant has told ANI that he spoke to Home Minister Amit Shah and he feels that lockdown may be extended by 15 more days as the graph of COVID-19 is rising. However, the demand, there should be some relaxations in restaurants and should be allowed, social distancing at 50% capacity at some of these places where, gyms might want to resume. So this was the discussion. Apart from that, over 100 policemen have been tested positive and 3 deaths among Maharashtra police force in the last 24 hours. Total Maharashtra police force cases have crossed the 2200 mark, with over 25 police officers dying because of the infection. But Mumbai hospitals are also close to a collapse because of so many cases. We today heard the report that India's health system is so overwhelmed that Mumbai's Sion Hospital's emergency ward is actually keeping 2 people in a single bed, is what reports are suggesting. So that also means that Mumbai is nearing the 60,000 mark, and it's a tough time for the state. Apart from that, let's move on to some of the global updates. Reports are also suggesting that Singapore is planning to establish travel bubbles with countries where coronavirus is under control. So authorities have said that the city-state today reported over 600 new COVID cases, a majority of them foreign workers living in dormitories. Singapore's tally of infection now stands at over 33,800, and the majority of them, as I said, are workers from dormitories. So the concentration of some of the infections are in particular areas, and that's why the country is looking for travel bubbles. Pakistan has crossed the 64,000 mark. The death toll has gone up to over 1,300. China has reported 5 new asymptomatic COVID cases, taking the total number of infections to over 409. With no new confirmed case in the country and no new suspected death that is related to the disease as per the National Health Commission. A Georgia man has been charged in federal court trying to swindle a foreign government of over $300 million by promising face masks and a huge shipment of those face masks that did not exist. So it's a case of forgery, and this is what Guardian has reported. A European Investment Bank to raise COVID-19 fund to 2 billion euros. They will be hosting an international pledging conference this month with the aim of raising 7.5 billion euros in initial funding to kickstart global cooperation. Philippines is also looking to open up, but it is seeing record cases every day. But residents in Manila, that is the capital, had seen one of the harshest, toughest, longest lockdowns that the world experienced because of the pandemic. And from next week, it might ease. Global cases we are seeing are passing 5.8 million mark. Meanwhile, US unemployment is hitting the 40 million mark. There have been more than 159,000 excess deaths in Europe since early March. So during the height of the coronavirus epidemic, the head of the World Health Organization's regional office has said this, that 2 million people had been confirmed to have caught the coronavirus since it was first detected in the continent 4 months ago, and we are seeing that they have recorded 175,000 deaths. Up to 6 people will be able to meet outside in England from Monday. That means the lockdown is easing up, providing members of different households to continue to stay 2 meters apart but stay in touch, is what the Prime Minister has said. They will be allowed in gardens and other private outdoor spaces. Meanwhile, let's come to Russia. The Moscow deaths have doubled after update. So we are seeing that the health officials have updated their figures on coronavirus deaths to add those who died with the virus. On top of 636 deaths in April, directly caused because of the COVID-19 infection that was reported earlier, the health department has added 756 people who tested positive for the virus but died of other causes, that is comorbidity in these cases. With that, I think you would like to read this interesting article that says Modi government 2.0 COVID-19 has prompted a long pending agricultural reform. So quite an interesting take in the agricultural sector. So Siraj Hussain has written that based on its performance this year, the second year of Modi 2.0 promises to bring far-reaching changes to the agricultural economy. So how COVID has impacted the sector and what new we are looking at in the coming quarters. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all feedbacks and suggestions, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today. See you next week.